Good evening. This is the regular session of the Rome Common Council. The date is November 13th in the time 2024, and the time is 7 p.m. Mr. Seale, please call the roll.
Councilor Sprace.
Present.
Councilor Mortis.
Present.
Councilor Fazio.
Present.
Councilor Smith.
Here.
Councilor Anderson.
Present.
Councilor Dursey.
Present.
Councilor Spraglia.
Present.
Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Invocation will be given by, will be offered by President Nash. Lord, we come to you today asking for your guidance, wisdom, and support as we begin this meeting. Help us to engage in meaningful discussion. Allow us to grow closer as a group and nurture the bonds of community. Amen. The meeting is now open to the public. You have the opportunity to appear before the council and present your views concerning city affairs. If you wish to speak, please step up to the back microphone, state your name and address, and limit yourself to 5 minutes. Also, please sign in on the speaker sheet as this helps with the record. We are ready for our first speaker.
Hi. My name is Tanya. Can you hear me? Okay. My name is Tanya Tamburino, and I live at 8230 Penny Street Road. And I'm here to request that the access road between Bell Road and Perimeter Road be kept open even after construction on the Ridge Mills Bridge is completed. This is an important access point for residents that live on the east side of the river to get to 49 East, 49 West, 233 South. It also allows us to avoid the congestion between Chestnut Street and Madison Streets, especially the intersection with the Boulevard and Madison, where those of us that have to turn right at Olney's have had numerous incidents and accidents because traffic going north does not want to wait for the traffic to turn left on Madison. And so they use the turning lane to pass on the right and push us off the road. If the decision is to close the road, to close the access point after the bridge is complete, I'd like to know why. I'd like to know what it's based on. Is it based on a traffic study? Is there data to support this? How much traffic goes through there when the bridge is open, when the bridge is closed? Or is it just based on anecdotal evidence from the residents who live there? Is this decision being made just because residents asked to have it closed? And the rest of the city's residents have the right to request our road to be closed. Can we request that we have a barrier put up with a sign that says local traffic only? Can we request that one end of our road be closed? I realize that residents on that road don't like any traffic on the road. I don't like traffic on my road either. It doesn't mean that the road should be closed. And I think that if you're going to allow residents on one road to decide to close the road, the rest of us should be afforded the same privilege. Thank you.
Thank you, Tanya. Next speaker, please.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Dave Hinman, and I am co-chair of the Rome, I can never get this off my tongue right, Waterways and Trails Advocacy Group. That it's been a year and a half since we came to the chamber and you guys authorized us to go ahead and form the committee and to carry out the Empire State Plan that we had worked on and became a Erie Canal Trail Town. I just want to publicly take the opportunity to thank all of you for doing that and what it's allowed us to begin proceeding to do here in town. We've accomplished quite a few things, getting trails paved, getting signs redone, and bike racks in different locations, working with businesses to become bike-friendly businesses and so on, and a variety of other things. It's slow going, but that's neat. One of the highlights of the whole thing was we came and asked about having a block party and last summer, and the tour, the Cycle the Erie tour has been going 25 years from Buffalo to Albany, and this is the first time any town has done what we did last year. And I want to thank and publicly thank the council for helping set that up, all the DPWs, the fire departments, everybody who participated in that. and it came off without a hitch. We're grateful it happened 5 days before the tornado, and we can't imagine what that would have been like after that. But as a result of that, I opened up the mail one day, and I got bingo, this thing that Bobby's passed out to all of you, and it's from the Parks and Trails New York. It's their regular newsletter, and we were the highlight. And this went all across the state and so on. And on page 2, it talks about the party on the trail, anyone, and talks about what a great job everybody in Rome did. And it's raised the bar from the entire cycle tour across the state now, and you hear people starting to plan it and so on. That Erie Canal Trail and the canal itself is an incredible asset for the state of New York, and for us to be taking advantage of it is hats off to everybody who's participated in that, and I just want to publicly thank that. But with that, Bobby's got some stuff she would like to ask you, and I'm going to turn it over there. Again, thank you very much.
Thank you, Dave.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Bobby O'Brien. I'm co-chair of the Rome Waterways and Trails Advocacy Group. President Nash, members of the council, city representatives, and members of the community. This is in regard to Resolution 154. On behalf of the members of our group, I would like to thank the Community Economic and Development Department staff for their time and effort providing guidance and a lot of the details, pulling together the information for the grant application that is referenced in the resolution. As part of the resolution package, that included the action agenda documentation about the short and long-term recommendations provided by Parks and Trails New York, which was the overarching entity that granted us the Trail Town designation. Completing those recommendations will ensure that Rome maintains the Trail Town designation. Thanks to Dave, who is the co-chair of our group, it was his efforts in getting multiple estimates that provided the baseline to calculate the funds that we needed to cover the scope of the grant application. As Dave mentioned, I handed out some of these for you. I think I have a few others if folks want to take a look at it. Page 2 in its entirety is all about Cycle the Erie Block Party and the impact that it had on 650 people who were riding along the trail. Rome is receiving a lot of recognition for the efforts that are being made to help expand tourism along the waterways and trails, and that is the main focus of being a trail town, is to enhance all of that. More importantly for me is that it's providing a premier network of trails within our own community. We have so much accessible green space on the trails. We mostly talk about the Empire State Trail and the Erie Canal Trailway, which is what runs along the canal, through town, through the Arts District, and then out past Sports Hall of Fame. We also have the Mohawk River Trail, which is phenomenal. And that connects along to the North Country Trail. So as much focus that happens on the barge canal, the Erie Canal, we have it spreads northward, westward, eastward. So we are very, very lucky. Now, it's not just about the Erie Canal, although 2025, everybody's, I think, going to get tired of hearing about the Erie Canal. It's the 200th anniversary, so we've got a lot of really cool stuff coming up. So everything that we have in our own backyard, we need to continue to highlight. What is offered to tourists and folks coming in to visit us, mostly about the historic value that we have here in Rome. I think it's second to none to many other cities nationwide. We did open transportation to the west with the original Erie Canal, Clinton's Ditch. The grant application which is Resolution 154, is also going to benefit the Erie Boulevard and downtown Rome Brownfield Opportunity Area, since the signage that the application is asking funds for is also within the boundaries of that BOA. There needs to be a better wayfinding for visitors, tourists, and residents here in Rome, and that directional and informational signage will highlight places and areas of significance that will definitely make a big difference, not only for our visitors, but for the advocacy group and the city to work toward maintaining our trail town status. So on behalf of the Waterways and Trails Advocacy Group, we ask for your support and approval of Resolution 154. Thank you.
Thank you, Bobby. Next speaker, please.
Hi, my name is Janet Livingston, 119 Parkway, and I have questions about Resolution 149 to decrease some of the ARPA funds and Resolution number 160 to allocate some ARPA funds. One of my concerns is if these two are approved, we will have over $1 million of ARPA money allocated for parks and recreation. For the field house project that was just in the paper last night for $312,800, out of that money, $100,000 of that would go to engineering. And when I looked at the capital projects budget of 2025, page 80, in order to get that to where they want, it would be $12 million. I don't know where we're going to get the money from. I know they reached out to MV Edge. Has anybody reached out to the contractors that are already working on the Woodhaven project, TRM Consultants and MV Paving? I also know there's a community block development grant. We have a property, Staley, the old school that was damaged and the Fred flood. There's sewer, water, power, parking, a baseball field, a football field, Mohawk Trail. It also connects to Pinty Field, which is one of the most popular parks that's utilized almost all year round. I know the part to the left that's closest to the river was damaged quite a bit, and the boiler system, but over to the right, there's a gymnasium, an auditorium that could be utilized at least temporarily until we find somebody for the Parks and Master Program to see if we can do an indoor-outdoor recreation center. And I also looked through the prior Rethink Woodhaven proposals, and in those proposals, they put in a recreation center that would be over to the left, backed up on the backside of the RFA, which really isn't centrally located for everybody to utilize. My other concern is the properties that we're purchasing at 307 North James Street. If I understand correctly, that is vacant land, and I understand that we have a parking problem over by the courthouse. I just think $25,000 is a lot for vacant land. And we're also purchasing, if approved, Long's Electric. That building is damaged from the tornado that we had. Who is going to be responsible for demolishing that? I know, again, the CBDG, Community Block Development Grant, has done some of that in the past. And the same for St. Mary's Church, that if approved, who is going to be responsible for demolishing that? I think that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Janet. Next speaker, please. Is there anybody else that would like to speak? Public portion is closed. The chair will entertain a motion that the reading of the minutes of the preceding session be dispensed with and that they be approved.
So moved.
Councilor Smith.
Second.
Councilor Sprowell. Moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Presentation of petitions and communications.
The following financial reports for quarter ended 9/30/24 have been received and filed in the city clerk's office. Rome Art and Community Center, Rome's South Rome Senior Citizens Center, Capitol Theater, Senior Citizens Council of Rome, New York, Jervis Library, Department of Public Works, report of training, travel, and conferences attended.
Thank you. Mr. Seelig, report of city officials. Anybody? Commissioner Giuliano.
President Nash and members of the council, I want to bring a couple programs up in this forum where we have the residents here and the councilors. I want to quickly go over the North Rome, the Northwest Water Project that's coming to completion. We are waiting for residents to respond to our request for the contractor to enter the properties and install the pressure reducing valves, the PRV valves. There's been a big push to get that done. We can't turn the new system on until we get all 500 houses that are affected by this new system installed with these PRVs installed. So if anybody hears whispering of, should I call this contractor? It is a real thing. The letters we have sent out, the letters the contractor has sent out are real. It is us sponsoring this. We're pushing for the contractor to be allowed to enter private homes and install these pressure reducing valves. So if anybody hears, any of the counselors hear any further talk, is it real? Yes, let us in. If they have questions, give my department a call and we can clear that up. And the contractor's hoping to get that phase of the project done by the end of this calendar year so that we can turn on the new system right at the start of the new year. The next big water project that the city will be encountering is the lead copper rule revisions. Right now, people are getting letters. I sent all the counselors a copy of the 5 different letters that are being mailed out to specific properties. The letters are asking the residents of Rome to give the city feedback on what kind of material is servicing your house for your water system. It could be galvanized lead, it could be galvanized steel, it could be lead, or it could be copper. The EPA is pushing for in the next 13 years that all lead is out of the ground on the water systems. And per that requirement, the city is doing their part. We have 3 years to create this inventory of all 11,000 parcels in the city, telling what parcel ABC has its material coming from the main at the in the city street to the service to the curb box into the structure. So we need to gather all that information and yearly send that into the EPA. We need to get to an unknown. Now, right now we have a number of 8,000 unknowns. We have about 3,000 that we do know. The 8,000 number has to be down to like 3%. By October 16th, 2027. Every year we have to report on our progress. Next week we have to report and certify that we mailed out a letter to every resident. So everybody in the city of Rome will be getting that letter. So every counselor here may get questions about that. It's just a fact-finding stage that we're in. We're asking the residents to help us until we get into that third year where we're going to have to set up a team and do the reconnaissance on our own. We're going to have to enter the homes and then determine what is in there, because the end of that third year, October 2027, EPA wants to see zero unknowns. So that's the fact-finding part we're in now, and I appreciate all the help from the residents. Anybody that can go downstairs in their basement or in their utility room, if it's on the first floor, let us know what that material is. The letters that we sent out have QR codes. There's our link to the Rome, New York website. The letters that were sent out are an EPA template. We added in our information. So your neighbors in Syracuse, your neighbors in Amsterdam, wherever in the state of New York, they all got the same letter, just with the specific site information on there. So we're asking for the help from the residents. If anybody has questions, if councilors have questions, get them to myself or Kelsey in my office, and we'll try to get those answers out. Last thing I want to touch on tonight is the green waste bulk pickup. We put the announcement out in the Sentinel. We have it on the website. The schedule started officially Monday. We'll be going through this week. We'll be going through the Monday green waste pickup. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday we'll follow along on the calendar. We'll pick them up. We'll keep circling the city until the snow flies and we can't pick them up any longer. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, Commissioner. Anybody else? Report of councilors. Councilor Dursey.
President Nash, members of the council, I just wanted to let everybody know, and we have three of our youth council members here today, Derek Velasquez, Robert Dorfman, and Philip Lipkin. They're sitting over there right now. They've been watching the meeting so far. We're going to dive into what government really is. So I just wanted to say thank you guys for coming, and I know the council was happy to see you here.
Welcome. Councilor Spraglia.
Thank you, President Nash, members of the council. I'd like to make a public service announcement. The Lake Delta Kiwanis Club will be celebrating their 65th anniversary on Wednesday, December 4th at 6 p.m. at the Delta Lake Inn. The volunteers of this organization have been dedicated to improving the lives of children and our community. Some examples of their generosity are their annual book bag giveaway. They also visit the residents of the third floor at Rome Health and area nursing homes at Christmas with Santa Claus and at Easter with the Easter Bunny, and they provide each resident with a gift. Also providing for needy families at holiday time and honoring veterans each year at a special ceremony. They previously donated teddy bears to the Rome Police Department for children who've experienced a traumatic event such as a car accident or a domestic incident at their home in their lives. They do annual fundraisers, which include raffles, chicken barbecues, flower and mum sales, craft shows, and other avenues to raise funds. Tickets are available for $35 each. You may contact Nora Janes, J-A-Y-N-E-S, via Facebook by November 22nd, or any Kiwanis member for tickets. Please support this worthy organization as they make a great difference in people's lives in our city. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilor Spraglia. Any other report of councilors? I'd just like to congratulate Councilor Fazio and her election, re-election for the next year. Report committees. On to resolutions. Resolution number 147.
Authorizing creation of an interfund revenue account for the annual animal control building improvements projects.
Move it.
Councilor Anderson.
Second.
Councilor Smith. Resolution number 147 has been moved and seconded. There's any discussion? All those in favor of resolution number 147 say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 147 is carried. Resolution number 148.
Accepting donation presented to the City of Rome Police Department, $5,000 for police safety.
Move it.
Councilor Brace and Councilor Fazio. Resolution number 148 has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? I'd just like to recognize, go ahead, Councilor Anderson.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I just want to acknowledge this donation is from Master Vito Yande. I think it's important. Sometimes we don't acknowledge the businesses that donate money, and every donation, we're going to have three others tonight. It's important, these donations, for us to be able to provide the either the equipment or the program, whatever it may be. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilor Anderson. Any further discussion? All those in favor of resolution number 148, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 148 is carried. Resolution number 149.
Authorizing the mayor of the city of Rome to decrease certain American Rescue Plan Act, ARPA, state and local fiscal recovery funds, SLFRF.
Move it.
Second.
Councilor Anderson and Councilor Mortis. Resolution number 149 has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? I just like the public to know that this is just right-sizing some of these projects that were done, and they came in under budget, so they had to move the money around to acknowledge that. Any further discussion? All those in favor of resolution number 149, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 149 is carried. Resolution number 150.
Accepting donation presented to the City of Rome Animal Control Department, $944.65 for dog beds.
Move it.
Councilor Anderson.
Second.
Councilor Mortis. Resolution number 150 has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Councilor Anderson.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I just would like to thank and acknowledge Bubba's Beds for Shelter Friends for this donation of $944.65 for the dog beds. And the Animal Control Department has been very busy, as some may have seen in the media. And this will help in handling that volume that they've been dealing with. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilor Anderson. Further discussion? All those in favor of resolution number 150, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 150 is carried. Resolution number 151.
Authorizing the mayor of the city of Rome to enter into an intermunicipal agreement with New York State Department of Transportation.
Move it.
Councilor Spraglia.
Second.
Councilor Smith. Resolution number 151 has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of resolution number 151, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 151 is carried. Resolution number 152.
Authorizing the mayor to enter into an agreement with Oneida County Stop DWI program, $13,237.
Councilor Sprace. Councilor Fazio. Resolution number 152 has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of resolution number 152, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 152 is carried. Resolution number 153.
Resolution determining that the proposed acquisition of building will not have a significant effect on the environment.
Move it.
Councilor Dersey.
Second.
Councilor Spraglia. Resolution number 153 has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of resolution number 153, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 153 is carried. Resolution number 154.
Authorizing the mayor of the city of Rome to submit a grant application to the New York State Canal Corporation and Erie Canalway National Heritage Corridor, $8,250.
Move it.
Councilor Anderson.
Second.
Councilor Mortis. Resolution number 154 has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of resolution number 154, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 154 is carried. Resolution number 155.
Accepting donation presented to the city of Rome, $2,934 for tree removal and replacement.
Move it.
Councilor Anderson.
Second.
Councilor Spraglia. Resolution number 155 then moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Councilor Anderson.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to acknowledge the Rome Community Foundation for their donation of $2,934 for the tree removal and replacement due to the tornado. Thank you.
Any further discussion? All those in favor of resolution number 155, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Resolution number 155 is carried. Resolution number 156.
authorizing the mayor of the city of Rome to enter into an intermunicipal agreement with the county of Oneida relative to snow and ice removal from county highways for 2024 through 2025 and 2025 through 2026 snow seasons.
Move it.
Councilor Spraya.
Second.
Councilor Anderson. Resolution number 156 has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of resolution number 156 say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 156 is carried. Resolution number 157.
Appointing commissioners of deeds.
Move it.
Councilor Anderson.
Second.
Councilor Mortis.
You're welcome.
Resolution number 157 has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of resolution number 157 say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 157 is carried. Resolution number 158.
Accepting donation presented to the city of Rome, $425 for a screening of Illuminations The Grinch at the Capitol Theater.
Move it.
Councilor Anderson.
Second.
Councilor Mortis. Resolution number 158 has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Councilor Anderson.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to acknowledge and thank the Rome Lions Club for their donation of $425 for the screening of The Grinch at the Capitol Theater, and I invite everybody to come on out and watch the movie. Thank you.
Further discussion? All those in favor of resolution number 158 say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 158 is carried. Resolution number 159.
Accepting donation of real property at the former St. Mary's Church on West Liberty Street.
Move it.
Second.
Councilor Dursey.
Second.
Fazio. Resolution number 159 has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of resolution number 159 say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 159 is carried. Resolution number 160.
Authorizing the mayor of the city of Rome to allocate American Rescue Plan Act, ARPA, state and local fiscal recovery funds, SLFRF.
So moved.
Councilor Mortis.
Second.
Councilor Spreece. Resolution number 160 has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Councilor Mortis.
President, members of the council, I just wanted to, now that we're on to the second one and talking about ARPA now, I just wanted to say that ARPA has not been easy in this city, let alone for the council. Who do we help? Who do we take care of? It's nice to finally see the ARPA be used in many cases, and this is just another one. So I'm proud to say with this council that we're using this money the way it should be. Lastly, I wanted to say it earlier, and I apologize I didn't, but with everybody on this agenda tonight, it's nice to see all the departments here, the department heads, especially Chief Gifford. Fire department don't have anything tonight. Fire department's here. We haven't seen this in the last 8 years. So I want to thank all the department heads tonight for coming. Thank you, President.
Thank you, Councilor Mortis. Councilor Spraya.
Yes, President Nash, fellow members of the council. I'd like to make a two-part amendment to resolution number 160. First of all, I would like to lower the field house allocation by 51,600, with it going from 312,800 to 261,200. There was an error discovered on the spreadsheet that this had been accounted for twice. Second part of the resolution, and I would like to increase the Franklin Field ramp allocation by $200 based on a new estimate, thus going from $18,830 to $19,030. And I would appreciate my fellow council members' support on this amendment.
So second the amendment.
So we have a motion to amend and a second by Councilor Anderson. Discussion on the amendment. All those in favor of the amendment say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The amendment carries. Now the resolution as amended. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of resolution number 160 as amended say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 160 as amended is carried. On to ordinances. Ordinance number 9758.
Authorizing the issuance of $130,000 bonds of the City of Rome, Oneida County, New York, to finance the acquisition of building located at 425 Erie Boulevard West.
Move it.
Councilor Dursey.
Second.
Councilor Anderson.
Unanimous consent.
Councilor Mortensen, Councilor Scarpia. Ordinance number 9758 has been moved and seconded. Unanimous consent has been moved and seconded. All those in favor of unanimous consent say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, unanimous consent is carried. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of ordinance number 9758 say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, ordinance number 9758 is carried. Ordinance number 9759.
Authorizing the closing of streets for the annual winter holiday Christmas tree lighting ceremony.
Move it.
Councilor Smith and Councilor Scarpia.
Unanimous consent.
Councilor Dersey.
Second.
Councilor Scarpia. Ordinance number 9759 has been moved and seconded. Unanimous consent has been moved and seconded. All those in favor of unanimous consent say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, unanimous consent has been carried. Discussion on ordinance number 9759. This will take place on December 2nd from 4:30 to 9 at the Veterans Park. All those in favor of ordinance number 9759 say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, ordinance number 9759 is carried. Ordinance number 9760.
Authorizing Mayor of the City of Brome to approve the acquisition of a parcel 307 North James Street, tax map number 242.042-3-33 for $25,000.
Move it.
Councilor Anderson.
Second.
Councilor Mortis, Councilor Dersey, and Councilor Sprace. Ordinance number 9760 has been moved and seconded. Unanimous consent has been moved and seconded. All those in favor of unanimous consent say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, unanimous consent is carried. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of ordinance number 9760 say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, ordinance number 9760 is carried. Ordinance number 9761.
Authorizing Mayor of the City of Rome to approve the acquisition of a parcel 425 Erie Boulevard West for $130,000.
So moved.
Second.
Mortis, Brace.
Unanimous consent.
Second.
Second.
Scarpia and Sprace. Ordinance number 9761 has been moved and seconded. Unanimous consent has been moved and seconded. All those in favor of unanimous consent say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, unanimous consent is carried. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of ordinance number 9761 say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, ordinance number 9761 is carried. The chair will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Councilor Smith.
Second.
Councilor Dersey. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. We are adjourned. Thank you all for coming tonight and have a good day.